Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, Season 8, Episode 5, Chillin' with Rob DeMello, aka Chillin' with KHON, Sports Director, Cool Rob DeMello.
He'll be coming up later on, but as you know, we each week we have these guests, and we like to research guests, we like to get to know them a little bit better. I like to get to know them a little better because I don't know what you do during you're doing pizza.
It's a pizza, bro.
So while you're doing pizza, I'm researching, okay? As I'm researching, I'm trying to find as much information about said guest.
Let's put Joe Dirt.
As we record this thing, you bring it to my attention.
Yes.
That Rob DeMello is an Angels fan.
Oh, yeah, bro. Big Angels fan.
And you tell me this after the fact of me doing the research for this gentleman, which he is now going to be coming up later in the show, but because we do this show in a very scattered way.
Oh, kapakai, guys.
It's kapakai. The intro is now.
Hamajang.
And you supposedly are an Angels fan, which now officially confirms. You like how we're opening the show with this?
Yeah.
This officially confirms to me right now. Let the record show.
Where are the records, bro?
You are not an Angels fan, bro.
Records.
You're dead to me, bro.
Oh,
dead. You are not my uncle anymore. Not my uncle. Because...
I was your uncle. That'd be weird.
Oh, that'd be... Yeah. I'll drop that. But you did not tell me that he was an Angel.
I assume you being an Angels fan. Your wife being an Angels fan. That you knew Rob DeMello was an Angels fan.
You know, I try to get to know people in the way of social media.
My wife come here, handles the ticket money.
You know, I've never been so... Shall we say the word frazzled?
Throw away. The show throw away. Redo the whole thing.
I am sad. I am stressed. Piss off a little bit.
You're not happy that you have another fan in the fandom?
Well, after the fact now, he's gone forever.
Yeah,
that's it. He's gone. As we tape. That's it.
You know what's crazy? He's the sports director. You know how big that is?
He's the top, the creme de la creme.
I would say KHON is the top news station.
Yes. Get ready for that. It was good times to be had.
Yeah,
good times to be had.
That guy's going to... I mean, we had some pretty famous people on this podcast. You know what I mean? We had Grant Capone Cano.
Yep.
Spell Wanda. Speaking of famous peoples. And we had senators and all the different kind of quote-unquote people.
Senators and humming. What was
Rob DeMello, man, he's gonna go to the top, bro. I feel it.
He's already at the top. You're gonna hear a lot about this later, everyone. It's a great story, great come up story.
Great story.
Great of where he is now, where he's gonna go. He's at the top of.
Yeah. This is AKA Sports, Hawaii Sports Geek episode. It is, because because we don't really hit too many hip hop. We don't talk about hip hop at all. Or Hawaii news, technically.
Well, this is
straight Hawaii sports.
Hawaii sports is Hawaii news, bro.
Yeah.
That is. That's just as pertinent. You tell that to the parents of the kid who plays for the Pearl City Chargers.
Pearl City Chargers, bro.
He or she or they care.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it works.
This should reach a bigger demographic.
It would.
Rob DeMello, bro.
I hope. But let's say this right now. Did anything happen to you this past week? We're going to do a quick weekly recap here.
Nothing too significant. Just I did this one festival or con, which was called NEET. NEET.
That was
at the Blaisdell.
That was something like Comic Con, Kauai Deska.
It was like Kauai Deska Comic Con craziness.
Yeah, Oishi, Sugoi.
People always ask me, what is it? I'm like, it's not a Comic Con, like comic book con.
It's anime.
It's Japanese anime, but it's Japanese anime to the
cutesy
underground. Cutesy stuff.
Cutesy stuff, like Hello Kitty's like sister.
Obscure. Hello Kitty's goth soft sister.
Okay. Kawaii kind of.
Kawaii gatha.
Dakimasu.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. So, So you said you made money at this.
Dude, I made money.
Okay. And you had a great point to this because of all the people buying the cutesy any kind.
Yes.
You were the alternative.
Yes.
You made the money.
So I made the money. So that's why I'm there. One, thank you for making money. Yeah. I respect my man Ian. He runs it.
Okay.
Respect this hustle.
Okay.
He has a staff. In fact, we talked about this before in the past.
Yeah.
But he went from Japanese Cultural Center first year.
Yeah.
Japanese Cultural Center second year.
Yes.
To the Blaisdell Center.
Yes.
Wow.
That is evolving.
That's crazy.
That's it.
And he's doing it on a subculture, neat, which is kind of, I guess it means loser, you know, kind of like saying scrub, you know, like, you know, kind of one of those.
Wait, that's what this means?
Yeah, neat is like a...
Neat means loser and scrub?
Like kind of like a... Really? In the Japanese, that...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a term?
You know, like turn the negative connotation, like,
oh,
not bad meaning bad,
it's like
bad
having like Dorkfest 2018.
Yeah.
But a celebration to that. Oh, yeah. Got it. Got
yeah, it. It's kind of like dweeb, dork.
Got it. Never kissed a girl, 2018.
Maybe a lot of these dudes never.
Never touched.
What?
Okay. Sorry. I'm still frazzled, okay? I mean,
who knows? These guys might be the max.
Yeah.
Good guys.
Okay.
So made some money over there. It was good to see a lot of people.
That's it.
Did my thing.
Good.
Shout out to Neat. Was good. Real quick, because I know you won't even care.
Yes.
But while we were off air and, you know, catching up.
Yeah.
There was a thing called the NBA Championship.
Yeah, no one cares.
Congratulations to the Golden State Warriors.
Shut up. Rubbish. What a waste
of
time.
Sweeping LeBron.
That was a waste of time. That series was one mic, bro.
What? That was a one mic.
That was a one mic. Game four, half a mic.
Bro, I don't know if there's even a mic.
LeBron, zero mics.
A lavalier, that's what it was.
A lavalier?
Yeah.
Lavalantula. We talked about that last time. Steven Gutenberg
is
back. The tarantulas come out of the lava. LeBron only took 13 shots. Rodney Hood took more shots than LeBron.
Poster, yeah.
Okay. That summed up how he never gave a damn. And then he played with his broken hand, supposedly, that he hid. But then there's footage of him doing push-ups in the back. And because of it was found out, he had to put that cast on for his... And then that cast, he was wearing at the press conference. He's joking around, talking about, hey, like, see my cast. And he's like, see, hey, hey, you guys. He's checked out. He's gone. He's not coming back.
What is with this? I love my son. I love my daughter. What is it, this hand thing he does with his kids?
What do you mean?
Every time after the game, he does this little hand.
Oh, shakes hands with people?
No, his kids. He does the same, like, that little ritual thing.
He shakes hands with everybody,
bro. No, he does...
The hand ritual? The handshake
ritual?
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, come on, bro.
You know what? Just let him be.
Come on, LeBron.
But he's not coming back to Cleveland.
I'll give a hug and a kiss to my kids and we're moving on.
No, thanks.
I'm going to be a professional.
Aloha means goodbye.
Not no, like, let's just do this. What is a frat?
Maybe he's an alpha beta.
Yeah. Omega Mu.
There you go. Good. Lambda.
Omega Mu because he was boo.
Well, how's that segue?
So anyway, LeBron.
Forget it.
Never mind.
We're going to follow this whole thing like everybody else is. You guys can pretend you're not following this, but you guys are. Well, most of you.
Yeah.
Where he's going to go and all this stuff. So everybody,
I
shut up.
I don't even care already. Who
shut
cares,
up,
bro?
Everybody. That's all I got to say about that.
Okay. And then, that's it for me, bro.
And that's it. Let me tell you this.
You tell
speaking
us something.
Of, speaking of the Angels, which I am a proud member of,
yes.
Card holding member of
card
the Los
carry,
Angeles
bro.
Angels
hey,
of
hey.
Irvine, turn on the I-5, go down to South Coast Plaza.
That's what I heard it was, right there.
Long Beach of Anaheim.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani is out.
Ooh.
He is out with a potential Tommy John.
Oh.
Which means he's going to be gone for 2 years. So by the time Trump gets reelected. Shohei Ohtani comes back, bruh. Forget it.
As vice president.
As vice president, Ohtani-san.
Ohtani-san. Ohtani Corp.
So that's a major thing. So he's out right now for 3 weeks.
Wait, wasn't that the issue of why some people didn't take him? Is because
yes.
Of?
So he had a pre-existing, this is the owner, collateral ligament. He had a pre-existing injury. All the teams still, they all get excited. They want to go sign him. He chose the team he wanted to play for. Yeah. Injures again. Bottom line, you cannot be a pitcher and a batter. You cannot. There's too much wear and tear. It's a great. The sideshow is done.
Not enough roids, bro.
The sideshow. And Japanese people don't take roids. They take
sato hop.
They take green tea, sato hop. Yeah.
Put the sato
salampas.
Salam, no,
that kind of stuff. Itoen.
Itoen, bro. They drink them.
They drink plenty Itoen and then just see what happens.
What is that energy drink they had?
It was Itoen.
Right? Itoen? The one they
was
had?
It literally in the little bottle?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's like the first energy drink.
Kawaii desu. Yes. So all of that's not going to save Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani's going to come back, and he's going to become a pitcher. And that's it.
Wait, but if he becomes a pitcher, he has more chance of re-injuring that.
True, but
is
I would
he a
rather...
better pitcher?
He's good at both.
Yeah,
that was
right,
the whole
yeah.
unique thing
right,
with him.
Right, right.
But I he had more value as a pitcher.
Okay.
So you're gonna have to bring him back unless they can somehow prevent him from going to have Tommy John surgery. But it looks very likely he is out. Our Jawai's Angels of Anaheim are in disarray. Rob DeMello's Angels. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rob's got to come back now.
I'm going to come back. Rob.
I'm going to call up Rob today.
Oh, there's a b-ball playing. Fly, Rob saying. Anyway, what else happened to
never
you?
Mind,
did
Skilo.
You DJ anywhere? Yes, did you eat anywhere? Did you yell at anybody? Cry anywhere?
Let me tell you something. I've been yelling, okay?
You cry anywhere?
I've been crying too. I have not eaten anywhere of any pertinency. Let's see what happened. Anything going on?
Anything went on, bro? This is the shortest recap we've ever had.
This is the shortest recap, so it's only fitting that we talk about and shout out the sponsors that keep this thing alive. Square Barrels with yet another whiskey dinner. Now, we got to go to one of these things one day.
I'm not a whiskey dude, bro.
You are.
I mean, I'll drink it.
I think you can.
I can.
I think you can try. I think you can try. Well, they got another one coming. They got another one coming up.
Let me try.
And I think it is going on today as we tape.
Oh, people are drinking whiskey at 11:40.
No, it's not going on right now.
Bruh, you guys are alcoholics.
It's going on tonight.
Oh.
Tonight, okay.
J-Roll and Tash.
7 p.m. tonight, June 13, Wednesday night. This is going to be the, I don't even know how to say this, the Bruish Ladish whiskey dinner. I can't even make that up.
What was that, Russian?
I don't know. Let's read this.
The Boyshevich.
It is the Bruish Ladish Distillery their whiskey. It is evening meal feature items from various things from the HMS Titanic. Yeah, how about this?
Oh, the Titanic of whiskey.
Chef Sean took the simplicity of third-class dining and created a truly beautiful charcuterie
board.
What is
third-class dining?
That's what I'm saying. I think it's something from... Well, did you see Titanic?
Yes.
So what does that mean? Is it like the bowels of the
board? Oh, I guess it's like what Rose and the Kai was eating.
So this is like the menu.
Sheep and bread.
Well, look at that. Okay, you might have guessed right this. You might have got this right. Menu, the course one is third class dining, which is the charcuterie board, which is cheese, meat, various cut up little things.
Yeah.
Then second course is second class dining, curry chicken and rice soup. Then you have third class, the third course is the first class dining course.
Oh.
Which is oysters and lamb chops.
Oh, really?
And then you have dessert, chocolate vanilla eclair. You have all different kinds of whiskey. You got to go
to
these
pairs of whiskey, all those things.
Yeah, all pairs of whiskey. It's
on
tonight.
I'm not a fan of lamb. I'll eat it, but...
Well, fan of lamb bars. You don't like lamb, really?
Ah, it's okay. I just feel like, I don't know. It's something about Jesus.
What?
Yeah. Because lamb is in the Bible. It just feels like...
Oh, you feel bougie?
Yeah, I feel weird.
Oh, well, you know,
it's like lamb, bro.
Well, break the bread just like them, and you drink the wine and the communion wafer.
Oh, there you go.
See.
Put it that way. Let's do it.
It's not my first rodeo. All right, that is what's going on at Square Barrels. Every week they
and
have
we
these dinners.
We still have to go and take our winner,
Mango Tree Gnome. Mango Tree Gnome, you're out there, brother. Let me tell you something right now. We're gonna go. I'm gonna start talking like Flair.
Yeah.
We're gonna go, brother. Get the Wagyu burger. Yeah. And we're going to go around the town.
Yes.
In the wee hours if we have to. To get this burger for you to
eat.
At the Life Sleeper store because Cavett don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So we have to go,
meet
here.
No, after this week, it's be easier. I'm going to go to a wedding in the Big Island.
And what does that do? That makes things easier?
No, it's going to be more free time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So you have a wedding?
Yeah.
On the Big Mango Tree Gnome on the Big Island. Don't get damaged or don't run into the lava.
Pele is my friend, bro.
Okay. True your point.
I should make a shirt. Pele is my friend.
You could get away with
all the howlies.
You could get away with that, yes. So that's coming up, Mango Tree Gnome. Be ready. Shout out to Earl Kai McKee. Earl Kai McKee is making banh mi sandwiches.
Oh yeah, How was their banh mi?
It's pretty legit. I mean, yeah. I'm trying to answer that question.
Weird.
Yeah, I'm trying to answer.
How's
serious.
Your banh mi?
You go into this kind of a cheap shot.
How's your banh mi?
It was all
your
that.
Your barmaid? Oh, good. Paid a lot.
You done? Oh, it was good. What it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And then also, don't forget, Earl Kai McKee is going to become Earl Kakaako as well soon. Second location.
Get ready. Is it going to be Earl Kakaako? Or is it Earl Kai McKee at Kakaako?
That would make no sense. That's going to be like Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. No, just call it Earl Kakaako.
That's what they call themselves.
And that sounds stupid. That's why I make fun of this thing. So it's not going to be called Earl, go down Kalani Anoli, make right Kahala, turn left Wailai, go to... Wilder Avenue.
Keep going.
Go to Ward Avenue.
Make left. Straight.
Go straight. Make left. Oahi. Sandwiches.
There you go. Sandwiches.
Yeah, there you go.
Forget so it. Earl Kakako.
Correct.
Ooh, so we might have two sponsors.
You can go talk to him if you like.
Hey, you talk to the guys that own Earl Kakako. Right.
That is correct. Yes. You talk Earl Kamiki. You talk to Kakako.
You know what's going to happen, right? Earl Kakako sandwiches is going to be like $10 more.
Why do you think that?
Because it's Kakako, bruh. All our rich people live over there.
You are saying bad things right now. That's horrible to say. He would not do that. Earl's,
I mean, if
Earl's
I open Light Sleeper Kakako, I could charge like $5 more on shirt.
You should be charging $5 to get into these events, is no, what I'm telling
bruh,
you.
I'm not charging it, bruh. I talk to the people. The people talk to me.
What would they say?
They mad at you, bruh.
You tell them, oh, shut up. Voices of the Planet. Shout out, Voices of the Planet. He said, charge them. He voted to charge. That's
I,
it.
I had three people say, you better not charge.
They're clowns. Why?
No, because it's...
So they can go smoke cigarettes?
No, because these people say, like, I it's a long thing. Bottom line is, I create something, and it's the residual, the resound, the wave. Of when they... Because remember, if these people are broke, they don't have money, right? But when they do, home. You hope that they're going to go and spend it in a place where they've invested their time.
I hope that they do so.
Okay.
If they do so, then I shut up.
Okay.
But then I just hope that these people who come in here to these events just don't stand around, shake people's hand, eat pizza, and go make
that's
shishi.
That's what they're doing, bro.
Well, then I don't agree with it. I don't agree with
shishi,
it.
Make shishi, make doodoo, you can, you smoke, can, vape, all that.
You can tell, you can take this to the bank. I don't agree with people just loitering. I don't agree with loitering people.
Right.
People have a purpose. Okay, we all have a purpose. We need to go someplace.
I'm taking it as a promotion. So we do that as a promotion.
All right, you make the money.
Every year, I'm going to assess it. And bottom line is, I'm not going to charge a fee, a cover fee. But bottom line is, people, if you don't support my business by eventually spending your money here locally.
Correct.
Right? We're not going to have pizzas. So
there you go.
I'm saying it right now. I'm not charging for anything. You know, people hit me up like, oh, you can't charge. And I get it, right? You know, mm-hmm. I get it. But if you're going to go buy a shirt and then you go buy a shirt at said shop down the street or something.
Yeah.
Then there you go. No pizzas. No beetroot, no art shows.
Right. This is the point. This is what the point I'm trying to make. There's not going to be a venue for any of these
pizzas. Exactly.
So therefore, that is why.
So when need I to when I do the events, support.
That's
and
all.
Maybe
I'm saying.
You cannot support because you don't have the money. Maybe no more job. Maybe you broke like every hip hop head in the freaking.
And that's understandable,
world, right?
And that's understandable,
right?
Then just don't go.
So well, you can come, but
go like, look for a job.
No, yeah, look for a job. Definitely get a job. But like I'm saying, when it comes down to it, you gotta make a decision. I need a new shirt to go on my date. Because in Hawaii, we go dates, we get a shirt.
That's right.
You say, I am getting a Light Sleeper shirt because I ate 22 slices of pizza.
That's right.
And I spent 555 listening hours in here.
That's right.
I count every person.
Go dates.
Yeah. You go on a date, you come in, you buy a t-shirt.
No be late, make a date.
Yeah.
That's right.
So that's what I'm hoping.
Okay.
So you people.
There you go.
Settle down.
Okay, so everyone calm down.
Yeah, calm down.
Okay, everyone be nice.
That's it?
To each other. Shout out to Square Barrels. Shout out to Earl Kaimaki. Shout out to the Honolulu Club.
Yes.
The Club of Honolulu, which features 7th floor Honolulu Lounge.
Yeah, yeah, I gotta
if you don't know where that is, shut up because it's in the title, all right? It's a good stuff over there.
One day
food.
Someone's going to come up to you.
They're going to tell me.
You know what? Shut up.
I'm waiting.
What are you going to do? You're going to be like...
I'm like, hey, kid, yeah, bro, I can't shoot, yeah.
You're like, no, bro, shut up. You're like, hey, relax over there, buddy.
Well, I mean, people already come up to me and tell me waste time.
Well, that's good.
So I'm like, all right, well, good, it's catching. But I'm just saying, if you cannot find out where the 7th floor of Honolulu is, forget it. How about that? Let's add that one to the lineup.
Never mind, bro.
Forget it, never mind. Get out of here. So that's our other sponsor.
Yeah, shout out.
Shout out to our Patreon.
Patreon, check it out. Zach is working hard.
I'm trying to make these mixes, bro.
He's working hard, bro.
Did you listen to this Any Kind Mix?
I didn't
of course
to
not.
Him yet, bro.
So, you know, I'm trying my best, okay? This one was truly Any Kind. I actually got feedback on this one. People said it was good.
I see the
people
feedback.
Said, okay, I'm working my blood, sweat, and, you know, other fluids.
Yeah.
All coming out of me as I'm doing this.
It's all coming back to me.
So, Patreon account. Please support. That's going to go to helping.
Are you DJing anywhere? Before we close up the segment, are you DJing anywhere in the near future?
Nothing as of yet. Just Nobu coming up on the 22nd.
Nobu is monthly now.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Nobu is monthly. I implore the people of Jawai to just come down and just you know just talk with each other. Just communicate. Just be better people.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot of ladies.
Just get to know. Yes.
You know? So, guys, I mean.
So, yeah, it's either.
Can I send that nigiri down to that girl right there? Has anybody ever bought, like, a girl? Has anybody ever bought a girl a drink?
Send somebody sushi?
Yeah. Can I send this?
That's a new one. I wouldn't say that would probably has happened, maybe. I wouldn't doubt it. Somewhere in the span of time.
I could totally see it being a really good pickup line, though.
That could work.
You send a certain sushi.
Yeah.
And that goes into. Who sent me this? You know, that dude, you know, some kind of like.
The gentleman over here.
Sent you the spicy eye because I noticed that you're spicy or something. You know, I mean, that's bad. That's bad. But you know what I mean, right? I could totally see it being a good.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Right?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Like, this guy didn't send me a drink. He sent me a platter of, like, dragon roll. What the heck?
Exactly. This tamago was given to you by the gentleman in seat 5. And then why would you send him a tamago?
Right? You go.
You're like, you gave me tamago? Why, folk? Like, split your egg? I mean...
Because you cracked me up.
You cracked me up.
Well, you didn't talk to her. She made you laugh. Bruh. So, if tamago, you say... Because... Shoot, that's a hard one. Tamago, because I wouldn't even give her... You can't give a girl tamago.
Because you're not runny.
Because you're not runny.
It's not going to work.
You got to give it like, dragon roll.
Forget it.
Dragon roll. Because you hot.
I guess so. Okay. Spicy tuna.
Spicy. Oh, no. Spicy That's a
tuna.
Bad one.
Spicy tuna?
This came from the guy down the hall. Spicy exactly. tuna. Oh, what are you trying to say?
You spicy.
He's spicy and you tuna.
You're a tuna? The nani? I don't know.
Anyway.
You brought
sleep
this up.
Time's over.
Okay, yes. Get out of here already. Shout out to everybody. Shout out everyone.
Okay.
That's it.
Sleep time's over. Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, Season 8, Episode 5.
Rob
Chilling with Rob DeMello.
He's here.
The KHON Sports Director.
And Angels fan.
And Angels fan. And Saints fan.
That's it. Thanks.
Woo!
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Kevin the Catalyst, sleep time's over. It's summertime. It's hot out. You need a new shirt. Go to shop.lightsleepers.net. You can get your sleep times over tee as well as the brand new Light Sleepers drip and script logo t-shirts. Shop.lightsleepers.net. Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Sleep time's over. Woo!
Sleep time's over is back with another banger.
Garvey High, where all the guys were corny, but the girls were mad fly. Lounging with the tipster, cooling with shop, scoping out the honeys, they know who they are. I was the b-ball playing, fly rhyme saying, fly girl getting, but never was I sweating. Cause when it came to honeys, I would go in a stroke, until I met my match. Her name was Flo. Yeah, I messed around with the one called Flo. All the troopers round the way used to call her a hoe.
Sleep time's over, Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Season 8. Special guests.
He's here.
He's here.
Rob DeMello is here. Yeah. Rob DeMello, thank you very much, sir. Exactly. Exactly. KHON's own.
Yeah.
Sportscaster.
The man.
Oh, okay.
Right? How about that?
I like this. Yeah, I got to change my business card.
You know, he's going to write it for you.
Yeah.
Write some stuff for you.
I mean, you're also the host of Cover 2.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
We gotta go with that.
Thanks. Did you collaborate that, or was that kind of off of your?
Yeah, you know, when I was at KITV before, yeah. I got to KHON, we right. did Blitz 4. Is okay. Robert Kikaula, myself, and so when I came to KHON 2, there was a couple years in between that. We had new management coming to town, and they said they wanted a new sports show, like a half hour show, and they wanted to bring back Hawaii Sports Final. I don't know if you guys
remember. Right. Oh, right. Yeah, right.
Bob Hogue. Yeah, Bob right. Hogue, Jai Shout Cunningham, Hogue. John Venneri.
Yeah.
And so at the time, I told our new boss that, you know, I just don't know if that show still works, because I don't know if you guys remember what Hawaii Sports Final was a recap of the whole week.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and I said, you know, with social media today, is that if someone missed the news or someone missed a story, like they have all the time in the world. It's all on demand right, to go yeah. and end up watching it. So, at you know, taking all the stories you did and redoing it on a Sunday night just yeah. seems like that's what social media is. Yeah. You know, yeah, that's yeah. what your station website is. So,
like George Michael's sports.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so she told me to try to come up with something else. And so in that meeting, I said, you know, I think there's a void in high school football, and you know, everyone does the night of highlights, but no right. one does a preview show. No one gets people excited yeah. for it and lets people know who the players' names are and what the stories right. are. And I think that just helps build the support of high school football, because if you're out of the high school scene, a lot of times you root on your community because that's your community, right? Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm a Kailua grad, so go Surf Riders.
Yeah.
But when you start learning about the coaches and the players, then it just adds more. And maybe you're more likely to go to a game or watch it on OC16 right. or whatever it is, right? And so came up with the idea right there of doing a preview show. Came up with the name in that meeting right there. Yeah. And then everything kind of took off from there and did it for 5 years. We're entering season 6 here in September. So
wow, congratulations on that one.
Mahalo, mahalo.
I'll tell you what.
Do you get paid extra?
No, it's
crazy. I'm just so right to it. So I'm this content for them.
I'm under a salary contract, okay. So no OT. I'm ineligible for overtime.
No time and a half.
Sam Spangler, who you know I worked with for a long time, he just moved to the Big Island, but. Yeah. He was eligible for overtime. So the position I have, you can't get overtime, because I think at the end of the day, they view it, or corporate views it, as I'm the head of the department, so no one can make me work extra hours. Yeah. I'm doing that because I want to do it for the department. Where,
this is good. This is insider information. Yeah. No one talks about this.
Yeah. I gotta know, bro.
You get paid a lot.
So I don't get paid extra for doing it, but when my contract comes up, then that's something that I have... Okay. to negotiate with of, hey, I just did cover two, right? So I've had a couple contracts since we started cover two, and I'm being taken care of. So, yeah.
There
you
go. Yeah.
So when is Rob DeMello a free agent? What year is free agency come up?
Next summer.
Oh, there you go.
We're planning it. We're going to have the special. We're going to be like,
yeah.
Where do you go?
Yeah, we should do
this. We're going to set up right in the store. Where is DeMello going to go?
And we'll call up all the new stations. Everybody come in.
I'm taking my talents to Light Sleepers. Oh, wow.
That might be
groundbreaking.
Coming. Yeah. We're starting a whole new network.
Call up Neil Everett and get the highlight. Wow, so let's take it from the beginning. That's so, awesome. Well, speaking of Neil Everett, you was that your start as an intern?
So you know, crazy. I hope you have time, because this is a story and a half. When I was 15 years old, I going to Kailua High School, wasn't the best student. I struggled in school, got into a lot of trouble, and I had a friend that was a couple years older than me that was about to go to college. He's going to Bradley University in Illinois, and for one of his graduation gifts, his family got him this this thing at an auction where you can meet the KGMB crew behind the scenes, go out to dinner with them. And so Kim Janala was the lead of that. She was like the host of this thing. And my friend Nathaniel Conley just brought me, because he was like, hey, I know that you want to be a sportscaster. Because ever since I was 5 years old, I was telling everyone that I want to be a sportscaster when I get older. And... So he brought me along, and in this dinner meeting with Kim Janala, I'm talking story with her. She was the weather person at the time at KGMB, and she had asked me, what do you want to do when you get older? And I said, oh, I really want to be a sportscaster in Hawaii. That's all I ever wanted to do. And so she said, like, you know, there's something about you. I really like you. Do you know who Neil Everett is? And I was like, yeah, I know who Neil is. And she said, well, maybe you can come by and hang out with him one day, just the two of you, and you can see what the job is really about. And so I was like, yeah, okay, here's my number. Never thought I'd hear from her again. And 2 days later, phone rings, it's Kim. And she said, hey, I talked to Neil. And Neil said, if you're serious about this, you call him yourself. So I remember being super nervous and be like, oh, Mr. Everett, this is Rob from Kailua. So he told me to come by. It was like a random Tuesday. And he said, hey, come hang out with me all day on this Tuesday.
What did you do during that day?
So I just pretty much shadowed him. And he talked story the whole time and just telling me what he's doing. And really, we just kind of getting to know each other. He's talking story. And at the end of the night, right, it's time for me to go home. And he says, man, I really like you. You can come back next week if you want. And so I was like, yeah, okay. So I came back the next week. And we continued to talk more, and he got to find out a little bit more about me and that I was struggling in school. I think it came up because he had asked me a question about college, and I was like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to college. Like, I had like a 1.4 GPA, and I had failed 9th grade, and so I had to go to summer school to get to 10th grade. And so this was my 10th grade year that I met him. And he had told me that, okay, here's the deal. You show me your grade checks. You know, you do a grade check. You show me your grades every month. And for that, all that time is that if you improve your grades, then you can keep coming back. Oh. And so that's how it started. Was I was going to come back once a week, every week, for as long as I kept my grades up.
That's cool.
And then it ended up being twice a week, and you know, and by the time I graduated, so that was my entering my sophomore year of high school. I graduated my senior year with a 3.8 GPA.
Yay.
I got a full ride to HPU to do journalism, and that was right around the time Neil moved to ESPN. And so I went to school for my freshman year at HPU, and then that summer, Robert Kikaula gave me an offer to come work at KITV because I had been around, right? Everyone knew me.
Yeah.
You know, for I was this kid that was just always around. Yeah. and so he brought me into KITV, and at the time it was Robert was the sports director, obviously. Kanoa Leahy was weekend, and I was the number three guy. And the hours are brutal. You know, that you work from morning to night. And so I couldn't keep up with school. And so I kind of made a leap of faith and said, like, hey, this is what I'm going to school for. I'm just going to put everything into this job that Kikaula gave me and see what I can do with it. And luckily, it all worked out. And so I left school. I don't suggest that to everybody, but it worked out for me. And so I was 19 years old when I started at KITV.
Wow.
I started reporting at 20. I started anchoring at 21. And then, here I am.
That's 35
years old. And, and it all started, really, I mean, with Kim Janala, And I've thanked her so many times. And she's out of the business now, so I don't get to see her too much. But if it wasn't for that night, Kim, even just taking the time to even talk to Neil about, hey, I met this kid that's really interested in Hawaii sportscasting. Then none of this would have happened. And then obviously Neil took me under his wing the way he did. I mean, the guy is a saint. I still talk to him at least every week and almost multiple times
a week. So no opportunities are you going over?
I have no desire.
Yeah, no desire.
I have no desire. I've had opportunities to go work on the West Coast. Okay. You know, there's markets. I think because a lot of people don't know what I am ethnicity-wise. Right. Wherever I go, I'm like kind of ambiguous, right? So if I'm on the West Coast, I'm Mexican. On the East Coast, I'm Cuban. I went to Toronto, I was Indian, you know? And so so that's kind of a valuable thing for anyone that wants to work in other markets. Right. But, you know, this is all I ever wanted to do is not only, you know, did as a kid that I say I want to be a sportscaster. It's I want to be a sportscaster in Hawaii. And not only that, I wanted to work at KHON.
Wow.
I wanted to be Les Kiter, right? And so, there's nowhere I'd rather do this job or nowhere I would do this job. That for as long as I'm a sportscaster, I'll do it here. And if I ever go anywhere else or anything, it won't be for this job because I just wouldn't have the passion and pride you know, the sacrifices you got to make, you know, in this business that I just couldn't make if I wasn't doing this.
So this is it. This is the dream job is here.
Yep. The dream job is here. And that was the crazy thing is that, you know, I number one, I always wanted to be a dad, right? I just wanted to be a father. I have two beautiful kids, happy and healthy. And so that was number one. And number two was wanting to be a Hawaii sportscaster. And so I'm doing it. So now the dream is to just do it the best of my abilities and keep getting better and try to change the market in a way or, you know, or where it's local only and local first and you're covering Hawaii athletes. And because I'm super passionate about that where, you know, in this job with ESPN and social media and all that, I mean, people could get national stuff from anywhere. And not only can they get it anywhere, they can get it better because people are, you know, people that are working on the continental U.S. have better resources, better access. If you're working for ESPN, you know, you can go and interview LeBron James about this game. Who in Hawaii is going to be like, hey, what happened with LeBron? I'm going to watch Rob because, I mean, I just did the same thing you did. Yeah. I just watched the game, you know, where when it comes to Hawaii athletes or Hawaii teams, now that's where we can give you something really good because I have that access. I have that knowledge and you know, I want to change the game where everybody is doing that, where, you know, it becomes that Hawaii sports fans become more knowledgeable about Hawaii sports, and I can help doing that.
That only builds the brand of Hawaii sports.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that's why, too, is, you know, you have all these other things that, that are coming out, and like Scoring Live, right? That, you know, I love it. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. You know, a lot of people see competition in new people coming into the market or other TV stations. I mean, the saddest thing that happened to our industry was when KHNL and KGMB merged and, you know, made that conglomerate because that just took away one more TV station. Right. And so, yeah, I mean, I want everyone to be watching KHON. I want everyone to be watching KHON2 Sports. But if you're watching another one, hey, that you're still watching Hawaii Sports. Right. And if you're getting super into Hawaii sports, then you're just going to need more and more of it.
Yeah.
And so one day you're going to find yourself to me, and you know, and that's where it is. You just work hard enough to where that one day that someone watches you, that hopefully you can get them to stick around. Right. So
you're basically trying to make the best products when people have to decide.
Yeah.
I want to watch sports. It's going to be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, years ago, there was the, you know, there's ratings periods, right? November, May, February, and that's when you get judged, you know, by the Nielsen ratings, and people have the logs that they fill out. And so when I first got into this business, people made a really big deal about, hey, it's May, make sure. And I mean, even when I was 19 years old and I first got into the business, I used to ask around and be like, wait, why don't we just do this every day? Because, people are judging you in May. But if they're not watching you in February, then they ain't going to help you in May. You know what I mean? So so that's always been my philosophy, was treat every day like you're being judged on this day. And so if you do that, then you ain't got to worry. You know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. You just, you put yourself in the best position possible to succeed in this business if you just grind every
day. Did you ever think you'd be, so you wanted to be a sports caster. Did you ever think you'd take it the next level and be the director?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. You know, that was the dream was to, you know, I mean, funny, Joe Moore was the guy when I was growing up. So that was the dream, was sit next to Joe. And so the fact that I'm doing that now is really cool. And
that leads me to one of my questions is, how was your first meeting with Joe Moore? Being that Joe Moore is like,
The great thing is Joe's super intimidating figure because he's Joe.
He's
He's larger than life. You know, in multiple ways. He's a big dude too.
Well, he's
tall and he's in shape, man. I mean, he's an older dude, but he's in good shape, and so a lot of people are super intimidated. But I was fortunate Joe was one of the people that brought me into KHON when I was at KITV. And John Veneri was leaving to take a marketing job within KHON. Kanoa was the sports director and my best friend. And so Kanoa wanted me to come, obviously. And at the time, the general manager is this guy from New York. And he didn't really vibe. He didn't want me to come over. He was just like, that's not really what I had in mind. Like, you know, you see Kanoa, he's this big dude and he looks the part. And, you know, for me, like, you know, I'm not that typical sports guy. I don't have that booming voice. And, and so the GM at the time was just like, nah, he's good at his job, but that's just not, that's not who I envision.
Yeah.
And so Kanoa was kind of just like, oh, well, I don't know what to do. And so it just came up in conversation with Joe, where Joe had asked, like, hey, what are you going to do when John leaves? And Kanoa told Joe, like, oh, well, we're trying to get Rob DeMello over from KITV, but I don't think it's going to work out. And so Joe from there kind of just went to bat for me and said, there's nobody else I want, so we need him. And I mean, and then the process after that was pretty quick. So so because Joe kind of brought me in, there wasn't that feeling out process. There wasn't him crazy. Testing you and all
Does
that.
Does he do that
Yeah, 100%. Oh. Yeah.
I seen him snap live on air. And I love it. I'm like, dude, Joe Moore just called the audible.
Yeah, no, like, Joe's the man.
There's a lot of audibles on that show.
Like, and when you're Joe, you can do it.
Right,
you
know what I mean?
Like, because he's real, man. When I remember it was the change over to HD and there was a lot of technical difficulties and that's when keeping it real goes wrong, man.
I can imagine.
Yeah, but Joe's the man. That's awesome working with him.
You kind of just glided in there, like Joe Moore, like But you've seen him kind of check people, kind of do the.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta give the man his respect, and you know, I've never seen him be mean to anyone, blatantly mean. There, when I was coming in, there were stories, but I haven't seen it, and I'm next to him every day, and.
Right.
Right. You know, and so, yeah, I mean, I have nothing but good things to say about Joe Moore.
So right now, Joe Moore, I mean, off the subject, was he acting like more? He's not on air too much.
Yeah, well, he just does the 5:30 and the 6 o'clock. Okay. So yeah. The national news and then the 6 o'clock news. And the 6 o'clock, that's his baby. That's,
yeah. Right.
That's our big show. And right. And then Howard Dyshevsky, Mercer and right. Yamane do the 9 and the 10. So he's, you know, he's cutting back. And I mean, inevitably, one day he won't be there anymore. And I hope that day is a long time from now.
So, who do you consider the Joe Moore, the next Joe Moore?
I don't know, man.
Of course, no one can be the next Joe Moore. Like, yeah, no one can be the next Les Kiter.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, like, that's a... When Joe Moore says, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm going to just act and chill out.
I think we're just going to have to wait and see. You know, because if you remember...
Rob DeMello.
No, that ain't me. I'd be in sports, man. Oh, wait, but he played the music, so I guess so. I got to follow through.
He's edging you on.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, Joe was a sports guy, right? Yeah. And
yes.
I don't think anyone could have predicted that Joe would become the most iconic news person ever when he was just a sportscaster at KGMB. So, you know, that same thing could happen, you know, with someone that maybe hasn't even gone on air in Hawaii yet. We'll see.
I was going to say, it might not be even somebody we haven't seen yet.
Right, because
I mean, he's quite frankly the realest guy. We growing up, all around the same age.
Yeah.
Most straightforward guy that was ever on local television, really, in the news, as far as, you know, because you see a lot of guys come and go, but that's going to be a tough one.
Yeah. Oh, that's it really is, man.
He's the cleanest, bro. He's so clean.
Yeah, he's Joe, man. He's just, like, that's, and everyone has their styles, and everyone has the things that separate them from everybody else. And the great thing about Joe is the way Joe did it, no one can try and recreate that. That was just... I mean, you just gotta let it go. Like, no one go try to be Joe. You just be yourself. And then at that time of this world, socially and whatever, then people might relate to that. And so that's where I feel like we haven't even seen the next Joe yet, is because this world's changing so much that someone's gonna have to be different, and maybe we haven't even seen it yet.
Yeah, very much so. Well, speaking of being different as well, like, as far as like sportscasting goes, KHNL and KGMB, they recently got rid of their sports section.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much just a straightforward show.
Yeah.
Where you guys are keeping Now Sports with Rob Mello.
Yeah.
What is your take on that? Do you think that helps or hurts the industry?
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
or maybe diverts people more to you, because you want to now see the straightforward local sports.
Yeah, I mean, either way you look at it, you know, I can't affect it. So, you know, you just do the best you can, and either you're giving people the best option available, which is great, or whatever. But I think that it's an interesting dynamic, because there's still sports at HNN. It's just not put into a sports cast, right? So they still do their report, but they're treated more like a news reporter now. So like a news reporter will do that one story in a day, and then, you know, and so they'll still air it, but it's just not done in a sports cast. And, you know, the way I see it, and the way I've always seen it, is if you do it right, then your sports cast isn't just sports.
Right.
If you do it right, your sports cast is a current event story of Hawaii. It becomes news. Because you're covering local people and local teams, you're covering things that affect Hawaii people. And say what you will about, oh, this person's not a sports fan, or like, I don't watch sports. I mean, my mom doesn't watch sports.
Right.
But if Max Holloway is about to fight, she's interested. And she doesn't even like MMA, because this is just a, Hawaii Night, boy. You know, and so if you put in the work and you put in the effort and you just are passionate and prideful about it, you can do stories that are going to relate to everyone, whether you're a sports fan or not.
Right.
And that's always been my take, to where for as long as you have people that feel that way, and I feel like there's always a place for a sportscast in Hawaii, because even the reasoning given is people get their sports news from Facebook and from Twitter, and
like you mentioned.
You know, you could say that about anything.
Hungry Hawaiian.
You could say that about, you know, the fire down the street, or the car accident right outside, or you know, people are going to go to Twitter, but are they going to get the responsible, ethical, you know, not just people throwing stuff out there and throwing names out there and put, you know, you're going to get what the news provides is something you can trust, where Facebook and Twitter and all that, I mean, you have to be careful.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think, yeah, like I said, if you're going to say that about sports, you can say that about news and weather. Yeah. I don't agree with it, but I don't work there, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a little odd, right? I mean, right? Like, it's especially for the fact that you have a lot of local content that you could be pushing out there and to build the brand of, well, because like another thing, like growing up,
right?
We would always watch KHNL, Jim Leahy.
We'd
follow UA Sports, know all the guys, know all the players.
Yeah.
Things have kind of weaned in the past several years. The fan base, as you know, is not as strong, football especially.
Right. Yeah.
It's only fitting that you do something of this nature build the brand.
That's why I think like UH Sports is not covered enough. That's why the fans, Lord. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to educate the fans on all news platforms. Remember in UH, even when UH was down, everybody still knew who the players were.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because every news channel covered it.
I mean, you look at those years, right? Like, those Von Oppen years. You know, Eddie Klineski was the man. Yeah. That was my guy, right? Yeah. And the guy in his career maybe won five games or something like that. Exactly. And but everyone knew who he was. Everyone respected him. And, yeah, I mean, it's a different world, you know. There's a lot more to do now. There's a lot more to preoccupy your time.
Yeah.
You know, back then, if you weren't going to UH football on a Saturday night, what were you doing? Right now, I mean, there's just so much to do. And so you got to win.
Yeah, you got to win.
If you win, people will come. Right. That's how it is. I mean, the same thing, you know, for you look at mixed martial arts in Hawaii. Yeah. Let's use that as a topic where Icon Sport back in the day, right?
I didn't talk about Icon Sport.
Yeah, 8,000 people at the Blaisdell. Yeah. And really what that was they used this marketing idea of, okay, we have all these local fighters, talented. We've always had talent here in Hawaii. But what we're going to do is we're going to headline it with former UFC stars, people who have brand names, right? Yeah. Frank Trigg was coming in. You know, Dan Severn, Matt Hughes, Rich Franklin, Tim Sylvia, Jens Pulver. I mean, Hall of Famers were coming to Hawaii to fight. And then what really set the boom was you put, I think what set it off was Egan was doing great as a champion. But when Egan lost to Masanori Suda, and then you had Suda had all this respect from Hawaii people, and then you put him against Fala Nico Vitale. And when Nico won, that set everything off.
Is that the Superman punch?
Yep, Superman punch, exactly. And Kanoa Leahy had the call, and Fala Nico Vitale, this is your destiny. And once you had that happen, then now that allowed you to now start bringing in Robbie Lawler.
Right.
Yeah. Robbie beats Nico. So now you have, okay, Robbie's the champ. People started feeling connected to Robbie. Then you bring in Mayhem. And you bring in Trigg. And you bring in Phil Baroni. Right. And that's what it is, that you need to have that balance where, the Hawaii guys are going to rise up the ranks, but you got to have every continental U.S. guy that comes was the villain at first.
Right.
But then they appreciated Hawaii. They accepted the culture. So even if they beat the Hawaii guy, Hawaii people adopted him. And that's why to this day, Robbie Lawler has no ties to Hawaii outside of him being a champion in Hawaii. And when he fights, Hawaii people are all about it, right? Yeah. They feel like he's one of theirs. So it's almost like a UH athlete that has no ties to Hawaii. They come play for Hawaii. They leave. But people still appreciate them. They love them. And that's what makes Hawaii so special.
So Icon Sports, what happened to TJ?
TJ Thompson, Patrick Freitas.
All those guys. What happened to Icon Sports?
Icon Sport merged with Elite XC, which ended up becoming Pro Elite, which ended up becoming Strikeforce, which ended up getting bought by UFC.
Got it.
So, yeah.
So did TJ benefit at all from all that?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. So he sold the company, he sold the archive. So UFC Fight Pass, if you have a Fight Pass membership, you can watch all the old Super Brawl and Icon Sport. It's all on there because UFC owns the content now.
Speaking of MMA, Max is the dude right now, right?
Max is the dude.
So okay, let's just say so at one point BJ was the dude.
Yes.
So in their primes, would you say Max is in his prime right now?
Okay.
Max versus BJ.
Well, so, okay, this is the hard part, all right? And this is that mixed martial arts is so evolving.
Right, right.
Every day it evolves, right? BJ Penn is a guy that didn't do jiu-jitsu until he was 18 years old or something like that, right? He was the first ever non-Brazilian jiu-jitsu world champion. Yeah. He was the first person to do it as quickly as he did. I think he was training for a year and a half. So that's the difference between mixed martial arts then and today.
Right.
Max Holloway has been training to be a mixed martial artist since he was 14 years old.
Okay.
So you don't have guys that are, you know, just jiu-jitsu practitioners,
right,
just a kickboxer, just a boxer. You have these guys that from a young age can do it all.
Right.
And so I just think it's unfair
to
say who would win, BJ in his prime, Max in his prime, because if you go back and watch a BJ Penn fight, BJ was incredible for that time.
Right.
But there are things that don't happen in those fights that happen now that would blow your mind.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, imagine if BJ fought a guy who in his weight class that looked like Tyron Woodley, that could wrestle like Tyron Woodley, right?
Yeah.
That's just things that, so it's really hard. I mean, it's like the whole, even the Michael Jordan, LeBron James comparison, which I hate, is that it's a different game.
Yeah.
Larry Bird would be guarding LeBron James.
Right.
What would LeBron James do to Larry Bird? You know what I mean?
Like, exactly.
And so, I mean, even, and then when people want to bring in like old Babe Ruth is the best baseball player I ever lived. Like, okay, yeah, for his time, he was that much better than everybody else. Let's grade him on that, or let's respect him on that. Let's not say that Babe Ruth would slide in today and hit a 105 mile per hour fastball from Aroldis Chapman that has sick move that, you know, like, you know, Babe Ruth never played against an African American player in his life. You know, he never had to play against a Dominican or or a Cuban or, I mean, this was just the best white guys playing baseball.
Yeah.
I never thought of it that way.
You know,
that's
so,
true.
So I just, I love to give legends their respect for their time. Let's look at them and like, how much better was this guy than the rest of the competition at that time? That's how great they are.
So you think BJ kind of got older?
Oh, yeah.
Technique-wise, those fighters got more diverse.
More advanced.
Evolved.
I mean, well, and the thing is BJ, you know, who knows what would have happened if BJ just stayed as a lightweight you know, but he's BJ, man. Like he, I mean, he's always, he always wants to be challenged. And I mean, he fought Lyoto Machida as a heavyweight.
That's crazy.
BJ Penn is my size. And he fought a heavyweight in Japan.
Yeah.
You know, he fought John Fitch is huge. He fought Nate Diaz, Rory McDonald. You know what I mean? Like, like those are guys that you don't see those fights. That's not his weight class, but he had to gain weight in order to fight these guys.
Yeah.
You know, and BJ is just, you know, it was never a, I'm going to do the smartest thing possible to beat you. It's just, I'm going to go and bang. I'm going to go and, you know, because even when he was the best jiu-jitsu mixed martial artist in the world, he wasn't really even using his jiu-jitsu, He would, because he wanted to challenge himself. I mean, he fought Nate Diaz, who at the time you could consider the best striker, you know, in MMA, you know, from boxing standpoint, and just tried to box him the whole time, I'm, you know, that's just BJ being BJ, you know, and so he's the GOAT. You know, it's almost like Babe Ruth,
right?
Where no one took Hawaii mixed martial arts to that place until BJ Penn, and now Max Holloway is taking that and he's doing his own thing.
Yeah.
And I don't think we need to compare the two. I think we just celebrate the both the both of them and
so
say.
Does Max have a? Do you think Max has a ceiling? Do you think Max where I mean, can Max go? I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean that is. The sky's the limit, really.
Right.
I mean, you look at how young he is.
Right.
What is he, 26 years old?
Yeah.
He's already a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one thing that I think people don't even realize yet is that the kid is 26 years old. If his career ended today, he's in the UFC Hall of Fame.
Wow.
And so this guy could fight for another 12 years, 10 years, whatever. Who knows what, you know, what can happen. But MMA is a unforgiving sport that is ever evolving, and you never know.
Yeah.
You know, there's a kid right now in Hawaii probably that is 13 years old that has a poster of Max Holloway on his wall that is training every day.
Right.
And not only is he mimicking the moves that Max does and mimicking the training style and all that, but now he's getting new stuff too.
Right.
And so one day there's going to be someone in Hawaii. And if, and you know, and I'm sure Max feels the same way, is that if there isn't someone that's better than Max Holloway later, then he didn't do his job. You know?
Yeah.
You need to inspire. Yeah. You need to show people what's possible. And and without that, I mean, like, you need people that look like you and act like you and talk like you to do great things for you to realize that you can do great things too.
Right. Yeah.
And so I'm sure that in 15 years I'll come back, we'll do this show again, and we'll be talking about the next Max Holloway.
Awesome. Guaranteed. Still alive till then, okay.
Guaranteed, yeah.
Still alive.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, it's just evolution. Yes. Yeah. We have to change with the times, and things all change with
UCLA
the times.
UCLA happening? No, yes?
Yeah, what's your take on that one? It's kind of going back and forth.
Yeah, so...
would have happened after the... Okay, so Max didn't make... Well, the New York whatever guys didn't prove him to make weight, right?
Okay, so...
He lost too much weight.
Well, he was losing too much weight. Right. So the New York City Athletic Commission stepped in before he could even finish his weight cut and said, this is unhealthy.
Yeah.
You're not doing this. And hey, that's their job.
Yeah.
If that fight was in Vegas, it would have happened. You know, because you got to remember, New York has only been holding mixed martial arts events for about a year and a half.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, it was illegal for many, many years. Right. They just started having events in Buffalo and MSG and all those things. And so they're not used to MMA. I mean, most of the commissions out there that haven't had MMA in a long time, you're just running a boxing commission that are making the decisions.
So the boxing, a New York State boxing commission made the decision.
Well, it's the New York State Athletic Commission, right, right. But it's made up of a lot of the boxing community.
Right, right.
And so they ended that before he could even get on the scales. I'll say this, though. If he did fight Khabib and he did beat Khabib, then I do think that UFC Hawaii would have happened, because you then would have had Max Holloway would have then become the biggest star in MMA in the UFC other than Conor McGregor.
Okay.
And I think that would be the fight.
Right. Oh, wow.
Is that you'd have a two-weight class champ that just beat Khabib.
Yeah.
Khabib is supposed to be a guy that's lining himself up to fight Conor.
Right.
And then no one else in the world outside of Nate Diaz has a reason to fight Conor to...
Right.
From a marketing standpoint, you could put Conor against anyone.
Yeah. Right.
You could fight Conor, people will buy it.
Yeah.
But from a marketing standpoint, who do the people want to see fight Conor?
Yeah.
And it's Nate Diaz for another time. Right. It's Khabib because, you know, he's the guy. And then it's Max because Max hasn't lost since losing Conor.
Yep.
You know, before Nate Diaz took Conor to the cards, only Max had done that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And that was like young Max.
And that was young. That was baby Max.
Yeah,
exactly. Since then, he's won 13 straight fights or 12 straight fights. So, I do think that would have happened. But I think there's a lot. The UFC... if they really, really wanted to be here, they would have done it by now. Because a lot of people they're confused as far as what's happening between the HTA and UFC. Some people think the HTA is stopping the UFC from coming. And that's not the case.
Wow.
The UFC just wants the HTA to foot the bill on them coming here. Because it will be super expensive. Oh, and there's a chance that the UFC loses money by coming to Hawaii. Because the thing is with all their events that they do in the continental US and Canada and Asia, is they have everything already there.
Yeah.
They have the lighting, they have the ring, they have everything that is on these regions. And so if you have a fight in Las Vegas and then your next fight is in LA, as soon as that Vegas fight is over, they're driving it over to LA.
Right.
When you get there, you can't do that in Hawaii.
Right.
And not only so would you have to rebuild everything, ship it here, you'd have to leave it here. And even if the best case scenario, you come to Hawaii once a year, once every 2 years, it's not worth it to them to do all this, fly all these people over here, fly all this equipment. Then
the logistics is just terrible.
If you're not going to do it at Aloha Stadium, it's not worth it to do anywhere else.
Right.
And then you look at the timing, you know, in order to do the event, you'd have to have the undercard start at, 11 a.m.? So people are going to be in the sun at Aloha Stadium. And so even if the fighters are protected with a canopy, you're going to have people getting heat stroke. And so it's one of those things that it will happen when it absolutely needs to happen. Wow. Until then, I think they're going to do what they're doing here for International Fight Week.
Right.
Brad Tavares in the main event, Max Holloway in the co-main event the next night. You have Rachel Ostovich fighting. You have Yancey fighting.
Yeah.
You have the next week, Dana White Contender Series, where you have like four straight weeks of Hawaii fighters fighting on that. It's in Vegas, easy to get to. I think that's what you're going to see. Mm. That UFC Hawaii will be done in Vegas for the time being. Yeah.
That makes sense. I mean, logistics, that kills a lot.
Yeah.
It really does. Got any other... questions you have? We had a lineup of things.
I have any questions.
What you got, bruh? Well, I mean, we was going to just go into our little surprise game that we play with each guest that we have.
All right.
And it's a game that's just sweeping July. And we want to include you in it. It's called Five Questions.
Oh, boom.
We're just going to ask you five random questions. Okay, Rob DeMello, get ready.
Okay.
We start with geography, as we always do. Explain in Pidgin how to get from KHON to Moke's bed and breakfast. Bread and breakfast. Say that.
Okay.
It's in Kailua.
Oh, it's in Kailua.
Okay, that might.
Okay, yeah. No. So I haven't lived in Kailua in about 18 years. So,
oh, wow. Okay. Well, welcome back.
So where? Okay, where is it?
Okay.
Because once you live in Kailua, you're always in Kailua. So you just tell me where this is.
Well, it's kind of near where Cinnamon's and.
Okay.
By the old
Foodland and Goodwill and
whole lineup of stuff. So there we go.
Okay.
How about go that?
Okay.
Somebody
in Pigeon.
How do we get there?
Okay, so you're gonna leave Keijuan. It's right across from the Foodland Farms, the new Foodland Farms, right? The one they just built the other day, right? And then so you're gonna jump on Pequoy. You're gonna head down. You're gonna be stuck in traffic for like an hour and a half because trying to get on the freeway from Pequoy is hammers, bro. Yeah, it sucks. Yeah. And so you're gonna get onto Pequoy. Don't go left when the bug is the yellow because then you get stuck over there. You're gonna Tigit.
Oh, yeah.
And the people coming from the other end on Luna Lilo, they're gonna be honking their horn.
Yeah, everybody pissed off.
And
everybody
you're just gonna have a bad day. Everyone involved is gonna be it's gonna be all salty. And so you're gonna jump on the freeway, get in your left lane quick because then everybody on the right trying to get into the left and he's ugly. So you can bounce on Pully, and you're gonna go down. You're gonna drive down there. Go to speed limit because you know the popo they love grabbing you down when you're heading down on the bottom, right?
Yeah.
And then so you're gonna go through. You get to that big light. The HPU gonna be on your left, and all the old buildings that aren't there anymore. I don't know what happened with those buildings on that top of that hill. But so you're gonna keep going down, and then so there's two ways you can go. If you like the scenic route, you can bounce on Kalaniʻōlelo Highway. You go right, and just go through Enchanted Lake, bro, because that's the spot. That's where I grew up. So, Lake, ELC. So that's where you want to go. But I'll make sure, because maybe you have reservations or something. Now you got to hurry up. So then you're just going to go through Kailua Road, go down Castle, past Castle Medical on your left, and then there's going to be the water fountain that that like every other day is filled with bubbles because dumb kids like me, you throw laundry detergent inside in the fountain, right? And then you just create one big bubble thing. Sorry about that.
Born.
Back in 1998. I'm sorry. And then you're going to go through Kailua High School is on your right, but you can't see it from the road. You got to like go into the suburbs to get into Kailua, but just letting you know, just in case. And then so you're gonna go down to the bottom of that, all the way to the bottom. It's gonna be like, welcome to Kailua, sales shop over there. And then what is it on carpet, is it still America One Carpet or something like that on the corner?
Wow.
Right. You're gonna hang right at the bottom of the light, like before you get to McKenna's and with the dog and all that. And then you're gonna go down and your very first left, you're gonna turn in. There's gonna be like Napa Auto Parts on your right hand side. On your left is gonna be the new what is that now? It used to be Foodland. What is it?
Oh gosh.
Well, Big City Diner, right?
Is that Big City Diner?
And that used to be
it's been a while.
In the day, that was Yum Yum Tree.
Oh
yes, wow.
Right.
Good pull.
Yeah.
Wow. Good pull.
Yum Yum Tree. And then so I don't really know where it is based on your directions, but you're in the vicinity,
okay.
Right,
yeah.
You're in that area, so just get out of the car and be like, hey anybody,
where are you?
Can help me out, bro? I'm trying to find
bouquets.
There it is,
by far the most thorough. Not getting us to where we had to get.
Yeah. But you're in Kailua.
But because of that,
bro.
You sold it well. That is correct.
Bro, you're in Kailua. Just get out of the car. Walk.
Just get out of your yellow. Somebody gonna know somebody.
Gonna know
somebody.
Exactly. Good, bro. Yeah. Ask them. They know.
Somebody gonna know.
Yeah, yeah. Was like a 3-hour trip, though. Yeah.
I never made my reservation.
Yeah.
Reservation canceled.
Yeah.
Call them up. Landmarks, bro.
We'll give you that one.
One for one.
Okay. Question number two. Explain to the listeners, what is cover two defense?
Cover two defense. You got your safeties, right? Your free safety, your strong safety. And they are pretty much, in layman's terms, they got your back. Because the corners are going to be allowed to be a little more aggressive because these safeties are back there. They're not going to be blitzing. They're not going to be leaving their area. They're there. So it allows your corners to be aggressive and your safeties to make sure that they're over the top in case anything happens deep. For anyone that doesn't watch football, for my mom got down.
There you go.
So,
there we go.
Yeah.
That is correct.
All right.
Easy one. Okay, speaking of football, you're a Saints fan.
Yeah.
Name? Good. It went up and down.
Yeah, there you go, bro. Yeah, trumpet.
It was like a monotone. That was good.
Yeah.
Based off of that, then, name two quarterbacks before Drew Brees.
Oh, good.
Bro,
come on.
I mean, we could go way back and go Archie Manning. Yeah. Or we could go to my favorite non-Hawaii football player of all time, Bobby Hebert.
Wow.
That was my guy, the Raging Cajun.
That was the dude.
That was my dude. The first jersey I ever owned was a Bobby Hebert jersey.
I had a gut feeling he was going to say that name. And you
dude,
did.
That's my guy. Bobby Hebert. And then after Bobby Hebert, you had Jim Everett.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
And then after Jim Everett, Bobby Hebert came back.
Yeah.
Then Bobby Hebert left. I think maybe Aaron Brooks came after that. I might be missing some. Oh, Heath Shuler was before Aaron Brooks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And then after Aaron Brooks, then that's when Drew Brees came in. Yeah.
That was
so,
after Aaron Brooks, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Because Aaron Brooks was the quarterback that year. The that they had all those road games, I want to say, because of Katrina. And Brees came in next year.
He came in after the Katrina.
Yeah, the Katrina, where they weren't playing in San Antonio anymore. And so a lot of people think that Brees was there for Katrina, but he came the rebuilding of New Orleans. Yeah. So, when Aaron Brooks and then Drew Brees. There you go.
Excellent.
Go Saints.
Off question. Ricky Williams trade. When that happened, that day that that happened.
Yeah.
Were you like, oh.
So.
They traded 20,000
I knew at the time. That it was probably a bad idea.
Okay.
But you also got to remember that in my lifetime, the Saints never had a star. Like, no one ever came to the Saints.
Yes.
Right? Because they were bad, but they kind of weren't bad enough, like, in my real prime.
They're an 8-8, 7-9.
Yeah. Or 5 wins. Yeah, you know, and so they weren't getting the number one pick, but they were getting, like, the 8 pick or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're just making bad picks, or the good picks that they made just weren't flat, like Willie Rofe. Yeah, he's a man. But but like, you know, I ain't gonna go buy a Willie Rofe jersey.
I ain't gonna
put a Willie Rofe poster on my wall, right? So
happen.
Ricky Williams is the first time that someone came to the Saints and that was like a bona fide star. Mm-hmm. So I knew it was a bad idea, but I loved every second of it.
And shout out Mike Ditka.
Yeah, Mike.
That was Ditka,
yeah.
Did it.
Ditka, yeah, it was. And that's also a shout out to him losing his job.
Yeah.
Because that's why he lost his job.
That's when he was becoming crazy Ditka. So, he was losing his mind at that point.
Yeah,
so.
For sure.
Wow, okay.
There we go, bro.
Question three.
Oh, boom.
Three for three.
I'm getting points. I'm getting points for this.
Yeah. We're judging.
Do I trade that in for store credit?
Is that how it works? It could be like an autograph or something.
Yeah. So we can do. We'll talk to the owner.
Question number four. In 10 seconds, name all the mascots of the Big West Conference. Ready?
Wow.
All the
mascots. Ready?
All right.
Go.
Titans. Aggies. You got the... Okay, I got to say their names. Okay, 49ers. You got the Gauchos. You got the Rainbow Warriors.
You got the
Pauly Mustangs. You got the UCSB, UC Cal Poly, Long Beach State. Man, this is hard on the fly. Hawaii. Oh, Matadors, Northridge.
Yeah.
Is that it?
You got it.
Yeah?
Oh,
wow.
It.
Okay, there you go.
Wow. That's a bonus one. That's a tough one.
All right, and then in two years, you got two more teams coming
in. That is correct.
The Tritons and the Roadrunners.
That is correct.
Bakersfield and UCSD.
Wow. That's it.
Yeah.
How about it?
Your thoughts on Hawaii sports, Mountain West, like the split of it all.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of those things that even at the time, there's that like balance,
right?
Where I wish Hawaii stayed in the WAC.
Right.
I wish the WAC stayed together.
Yes.
Because, you know, there's just that long-standing, like, familiar teams. And really, when you look at attendance and all that, I mean, a lot of that had to do with when those teams left the WAC and then even the new WAC when those teams left. And, you know, when Utah State and New Mexico State and they came in and, you know, even though Hawaii was winning in 06, 07, and people weren't going to games to watch them play Utah State. They were going to watch Colt Brennan. And so when Colt Brennan's not there and you hear Hawaii's playing Utah State, I mean, you look at 2010, they won the WAC title. Yeah. Brian Moniz was the man. You had Kilo Pilars, Greg Salas, Alex Green on those teams, and, you know, Adam Leonard, El Mimi, you know, all those guys.
Yep.
And when you look at, you lost those rivalries, you lost familiarity, you lost the teams that you grew up watching, even if it's UTEP, who no one gave a damn about right. UTEP back in the day, but yeah. it's still like you know, it just feels right, you know? And so I think that was a big loss. And so when Hawaii joined the Mountain West, it brings back a lot of the teams that we remember. New Mexico is coming back, and, you know, and Fresno State.
You already lost everybody already?
But you're losing people, and then you weren't at the same competitive level as those schools. Mountain West just had so much more money. You know, the facilities and everything, recruiting was just different. And so when Hawaii came in, you're behind, man. And it's going to take a while to go in and be on that even playing field. And so it was rough. I mean, Big West Conference, I think, is better for Hawaii than the Mountain West is. But potentially, Mountain West could be better. But Hawaii would have to pump in a lot more money than they do. Because, I mean, let's face it, a lot of the struggles that Hawaii is seeing right now is the amount of money that they're putting into the product. It's the lack of upgrading facilities, it's the lack of recruiting costs, it's the lack of paying your assistant coaches. You know, I don't care who the head coach is, if you don't have the right assistant coaches, you're not going to win games. And and at the end of the day, I think that that was a big part to what happened, and it's a big part of what happened with Norm Chow. You know, Norm Chow came in here and he tried to reinvent the wheel. You know what I mean? He tried to burn down Hawaii football and recreate it into something that he envisioned. But if you remember, the coaches that he fired when he got here, Dave Aranda, the highest paid assistant coach in college football now. You know, Nick Rolovich was an assistant coach that wasn't retained. Rich Miano, Cal Lee, Miles Davis. You know, I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
You burned the wrong houses.
And it is. And then who did he bring in to replace those people? That was the biggest mistake in Hawaii football history. Was not necessarily Norm Chow being hired. It was allowing Norm Chow to burn the house down and bring in his own people who had no Hawaii ties, that had no really no real idea of what they were getting themselves into. How difficult it is to be here and to succeed here. You had a whole staff that knew what it was like to win. And you lost them all, and so I think that was the
and
biggest
created a disconnect.
Everything. Big time.
Local people is local. Right for the locals. So, quick prediction on University of Hawaii football this coming season.
Yeah, I really think it. Anyone that can sit here and say they know what's going to happen is just full of it.
Right.
Because you got about 16 players that haven't even stepped foot on campus yet that are going to be playing significant roles this year, whether they're JC guys, high school guys, Chevin Cordero from St. Louis. And who knows? Who knows? I mean, I honestly, I think today he is the most ready. But the thing is, from a skill standpoint, who knows how ready he'll be for Division I football. So you could be seeing a Timmy Chang situation where in 2001, he was given the start. You know, he was the guy, or 2000, I should say. He was the guy that was, okay, he's going to be the QB as a true freshman. By the end of that year, Nick Rolovich was playing. Because he just wasn't ready for that yet. But he had the skills. Maybe Chevin's different. You know, but let's put it this way. Mackenzie Milton and Chevin Cordero, there's not a lot that's different between the two of them. But Mackenzie will be playing with better players than Chevin has right now. So we'll see what happens, man. I mean, it's not going to be easy. But we've seen it happen before where players that you don't think are going to turn into something, you just work well together. You know, you saw it with the Vegas Golden Knights in the NHL this year, right? Where you look at that team on paper and you're like, it's a bunch of guys that are okay. And but they're not going to win any games. And then They just played well together.
Right.
And the Misfits became the Kings, right? So,
So record, bowl game, yes or no?
I don't know, man.
Record, maybe?
You know,
being Rob DeMello, the guy.
No, so, I mean, okay, so on paper right now.
Right, yeah, on paper.
Like, 3 wins.
Okay.
You know, but.
It's fair.
I don't think it's fair to, because we don't know this team yet.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what I'm saying is that.
All these players.
And I know a lot of people love making predictions this early in the year, but I always just thought it was strange because it's like, I haven't even seen this guy play quarterback yet. I haven't even seen these guys, you know, these JC guys that are coming. I haven't seen them. So how can I say, like, I know what they're going to do?
Right.
So I know that I mean, that's what this is all about is what do you think? But you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it's like, I'm as interested as everybody else to see what this team looks like come when fall camp opens.
Do you have people mad at you because of this kind of thing? I mean, I'm pretty sure you do. I mean, that's a stupid question in general, but you must get some people furiated.
Like. Oh, yeah. I mean, for different reasons, too. You know, when I first started and I was doing the 100% local, not covering these national stories or not showing the Steelers highlights because I'm showing, you know, the Titans highlight or whatever. But this is years ago. People would call and they would be so mad.
Yeah.
And I would try to explain to them. I'd be like, hey, you know, they'll call and be like, hey, I'm from Arlington, Texas. And, you know, you didn't show the Cowboys game and blah, 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 and all this stuff, you know, back where I'm from. And I said, okay, where you're from, they show the Cowboys, right? Like every time, no matter the win or lose, they show the Cowboys. Well, of course. And I said, well, you're in Hawaii, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you the Hawaii guy. I'm going to show you the team that is associated to Hawaii. Right. So, bro, like, get DirecTV. You can watch your Arlington news, like, whatever. Like, you know, so, yeah.
That's just amazing and hilarious at the same time. Oh, people. These guys would call you.
Oh, people. You get more phone calls and emails about what you didn't show.
Of course.
You know, here, I'll tell you guys, this is a crazy story. And just this past signing day, Chevin Cordero signs with UH. Kanai Maunga signs with USC.
Okay.
Right? This is the early National Letter of Intent signing day in December. And so I cover them both.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm, you know, Chevin, I mean, you're signing with the college. I'm going to cover it. Especially you signing with UH. I got emails minutes apart after the sportscast from one person saying, why are you showing Kanai Maunga? He's a traitor. He's going to USC. He should be playing for Hawaii. You know, Chevin Cordero side, why don't you talk about him? Blah, 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 blah. And keep in mind, Chevin Cordero was in the sports guy. That was the lead, right? Minutes later, I get an email about, bro, Kanai Maunga just signed with USC. And, you know, why are you talking about Chevin Cordero like he's the next Marcus Mariota?
Wow.
Kanai Maunga, he's going to USC, the best college of all time, and blah, blah, blah. And I swear, minutes apart, you got two people on two opposite sides of the spectrum that are upset about the same thing for two different reasons at the same time. It's bonkers, man. Yeah. So, you know, I always knew and I always, you know, you can't make everyone happy. You just do the best you can do and that's it.
Right.
You know, you listen to all the feedback and, you know, because sometimes there's constructive stuff in there.
Sometimes.
But a lot of times it's just angry people
it's
being
just
angry.
A bunch of yahoos.
And I always found it funny that with the sports cast and with sports coverage, people are always talking about what you didn't cover.
Yeah.
And they know, you know, when they tune in, you're in Hawaii, you're watching Hawaii sports cast, you're going to get what you're going to get. That's like me walking in McDonald's and I walk up and they're like, oh, hi, sir. How can I help you? And I say, oh, yeah, I want a pepperoni pizza. And they say, sorry, we don't have pepperoni pizza. You don't have pepperoni pizza? You should have pepperoni pizza. And it's like, well, we have a menu right here. No. We're a burger place. Pizza Hut's right over there. Why don't you go to Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
You know, no, but I want my pepperoni pizza here at McDonald's. Yeah. It's like, well, bro, like I've never seen anyone do that in my life.
Right.
So I don't know why people do that.
The classic,
our job is crazy.
You should do this. You should do that.
But it is what it is. Because you know what? At the end of the day, even if they call it and they're mad, they watch.
They watched.
Correct. So, yes, that is correct.
Thanks for the support.
Exactly how I feel about the podcast.
They watch.
That means they must have watched us. They must have heard us.
Yeah.
They comment negative or positive.
You can't get mad unless you watch.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So watch.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, next question.
Yes, there's a fifth and final question.
Yes. See, you know what's funny too? Wait. So yesterday you told me like, oh, it will probably be only a half hour. And I was like, bro.
So much for that.
My last name is DeMello, right? You can't keep a Portuguese for a half hour.
And speaking of, we're going to take a break. So we're going to go back. We got more with Rob. We got the much more coming up. So
you gotta jam that one quick.
Fifth and final question. You kind of just answered it. I was going to just say, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good, bro.
You feeling a little mellow?
Oh, yeah.
There you
go. I'm feeling mellow. Hey. DeMello Mellow?
Yes.
Or DeMello Yellow was DeMello elementary school.
That's what they used to call it.
DeMello Yellow, yeah. That was, which is, cool. But
that was 5 for 5.
But yeah, man, I'm feeling... I'm
a feeling good, bro. That's
pretty
it.
Mellow guy, man.
That's it. But that said, 5 for 5.
Wow,
yeah.
Mellow. There you go, Rob.
We got it. That gets a chi.
Yeah.
All right.
Anything else, Rob, before we close the segment up?
Yeah, we'll close this out.
No, man. I'm having a blast.
We got one more still to come. We're going to go into the Mount Rushmore sportscasters of Hawaii.
Yeah. All right.
Sleep time's over. Cap with the Catalyst. DJ Zach Morris, Rob DeMello. Woo.
Don't you go anywhere. Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
you do this when you're spanking brand new to this? I'm the leader. I'm the leader of this game. Old school or new? Old school or new? My predecessors never have election. Deadly message through the text, vex, toting extra. Pedal bike sales, bagging, pumping, just trying to stretch it. Snack your bitch, no Wesley, double cup full of Texas. Backroom project building with eight niggas talking. Babe shop in Japan, had a dream, Jay Dilla called me. I paid attention to the Fugees and I killed them softly. All white, feeling godly, I'm cloud stepping, don't bother. I take offense to disrespect over who lyrical. Triple threat, every move I'm making all pivotal. Far from biblical. I want threesomes, I need a chick or two. Polar bear stretched out in my living room. He from Alaska. No more masters. Had me spitting with the kiss voice. Raspy, but I'm classy. Knocking Andre and Big Boy. I'll cancel my generation.
Sleep Time's over. Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, Rob Danilo.
Yes. By the way, greatest name. The greatest name.
Finally, someone acknowledged.
No,
thank
bro,
you.
You have no idea. You have no idea. So when you sent me a message, and you know, so I read it, Zach Morris, right? And then it wasn't until I said it out loud. In fact, I said it to my wife. And I was like, oh, next week, can you remind me? I'm going to go do this podcast, DJ Zach Morris. And I was like, oh, bro, what? His name is what? Dude, Saved by the Bell.
What kind of parents he get? Yeah.
Dude, yep, Golden Girls, Saved by the Bell were my favorite shows. I've never missed
what
an
a
episode.
Spectrum of
right?
Shows that is.
That
Golden
says
Girl.
Everything you need
wait
to know about me, bro.
That's unreal.
Yeah, that those shows, bro. 80s. And dude, watch Golden Girls today.
Okay.
Watch it today. Yeah. And then just be like, oh, bro, that show was racy.
Yeah, they got away with
that. And it
them.
Was. And how did I laugh back then? Because there is no way I understood any of these jokes. Right. I just love my grandma so much.
Right.
That show just reminded me. It really was. Well, I swear to God.
Because I think we all watched it growing up, but we really didn't understand why.
Yeah. Nobody understood.
Dude, that was Saved by the Bell, Golden Girls. Those are two greatest shows of all time. And I'll tell you what, Modern Family has slipped into that category for me. I love that show. Sorry. Sorry to throw it off the rails. But when you, DJ Zach Morris, bro.
This was for this very moment. This is the reason why I gave myself that moniker for this moment right here.
Dude, Kelly Thank Kapowski. You.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Kelly.
Classic episodes.
I've always loved you, Jesse. Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah. There you go. Who didn't love Kelly Kapowski, really?
Yeah. The funny thing with Jessica Spano was that growing up, no one I knew would like Jesse, right? Mm. People either like Lisa Turtle or Kelly Kapowski or even Tori, the leather jacket chick that came in, right? No one liked Jesse until everyone got older and you look back, you're like, dude, she was hot.
She was hot.
Right?
But she was tall, got the good legs.
Yeah. Exactly. But I think, and then Showgirls came out, right?
That changed the game,
bro. That changed the game, bro. Bayside Tigers, baby. Let's go to the Max after this.
This is the best thing ever. That's it. Goes off. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, that's a show right there. There you go.
Well, before we really do that, okay, let's get to this one because I want to hear your thoughts. I want to hear your thoughts on this one too, Kevin. This is gonna be interesting.
We probably all got the same people.
Well, that's why. So
there's a lot of people left off. So
the Mount Rushmore, we haven't done one in a while.
Yeah.
So the Mount Rushmore of Hawaii sportscasters. Now, this is something that you know you grew up with or you didn't, and a lot of us in our demographic have. So let's go with it. So Rob, being our guest, go with it. Who's your first inductee?
Okay, so I'm gonna do this the super DUI route way, in Portuguese way. I'm gonna have to really explain this because it's hard. This is hard for me who grew up wanting to do this my whole life. So I appreciated people, I think, a little more than anybody else. And so I'm gonna say that I think a name that should be on there, but I'm leaving off, is Les Kiter. And it's because I wasn't old enough to truly appreciate what he did. I can't tell you anything he's done. I can't, you know, so it's almost like that whole Babe Ruth thing like we were talking about earlier, where like he was great and obviously he meant a lot to this state. And but I don't remember him. Like I just remember him based on being a kid saying I want to be Les Kiter, but you know, I didn't know what was going on. Yeah. I didn't so I'm not putting him on there. The first person I'll put is Jim Leahy.
Yes.
But even that, So we're talking just anything, right? It could be play-by-play. It could be... Right. Or are we talking like news? We're talking sports.
Mine's only news.
It's only news. Okay, so that's good.
I had Leahy on there too.
Okay, so if we're just talking news. We're just talking news. Okay, this is going to help. Okay, so Jim is off.
Yeah.
Jim, the GOAT though.
He's the GOAT.
The man.
He's the GOAT. Oh, yeah.
He's the GOAT.
So number one, I'm going to go... I'm going to go Robert Kikaula.
Yeah.
Number one. And I think... obviously, he did a lot for me. He gave me my first paid job, my first real job.
Yep.
But you know, at the end of the day, no matter what you're doing, especially when you're on a, like whether it's a podcast or radio or TV, is you want to make it your own.
Right.
You want to be remembered. You want to be different. You want to. And with Robert Kikaula, that's him more than anybody else in this state's history ever.
Oh, yeah.
So some people like him, some people don't like him, whatever. But either way, the guy was different than anything you've ever seen and continues to be the one and only of his kind.
Right.
Yeah.
So Robert Kikaula is on that.
I got him too.
That's a great one. And he's going to be one that everyone knows who that is.
Yeah.
He's going to be one of the most recognizable ones. Yeah. You're going to know that name.
I feel
people
ushered
don't
in,
even know.
He bought in the local... He bought Hawaii to sports.
He brought the local flair to it.
Yeah, local
Hawaii
to sports.
And to go on that is, you know, we talked about the next Max Holloway and all that, right? You know, with Robert Kikaula, when I was wanting to be a sportscaster as a kid, you know, I'm Hawaiian Portuguese, right? This guy is Hawaiian.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like the guys that are on ESPN, I knew I didn't sound like them. And so really, I mean, a huge inspiration to me. I didn't want to be like him, and we do things very differently. But he allowed me to think that I could do it, you know? And that was big. That was real big for me.
Great call now. Okay, so we'll just go down the line all four in a row then. And then we go to... Yeah. Let's go straight. Yeah. So who else you got on the list?
Number two is Neil Everett.
Yes.
And that's personal. You know, obviously, Neil is my mentor. And the funny thing is that when Neil was a sportscaster in Hawaii, he wasn't a big name. People didn't watch Neil when he was here. It's when he went to ESPN and he brought Hawaii with them that's when he really was loved by the Hawaii people.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, yeah, when Neil was the sports director at KGMB, everyone was watching KGMB sports. No, like, you know, people were watching Bob Hogue and Robert Kikaula and Rusty Amanoha. And, you know, Neil wasn't the guy when he was ever. Yeah. At no point in his career in Hawaii was he the guy.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. That where when he left, everyone loved him. You know, it was kind of a you know, because even his style didn't fit in Hawaii because he was kind of sarcastic.
No, that's the thing. Yeah,
and
it was very unique because you could tell if you're into watching sports casting, you could see it that this guy is onto something totally different
witty,
from any of the local
super
guy.
Witty,
very witty,
sarcastic,
very quick.
Yeah,
and something was there, and it's only fitting.
Yeah.
That he made it.
Yeah, exactly. So I think Neil, that's really personal that I put Neil on.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
But Kikaula, and really Neil, the first person that ever brought me in for anything, and then Kikaula, the first person that gave me a job. So definitely, you know, this is personal choices.
Of course,
yeah.
Okay, who else we got? Who's number three?
Number three, I'm going to go Kanoa Leahy. Kanoa, who again, you know, and I'm not just saying this because, you know, that they're my boys and, but Kanoa is so smart and so smooth. And for a long time, for a good amount of time, probably a good decade run where that's who everyone watched. That's who everyone tuned in and that's who everyone got their,
sports
from.
He lives on the island, right?
Yeah, he lives on Maui now. He still does, he does Maui radio, and then obviously he does college basketball for ESPN, and then he does all of the UH sports on Spectrum, with the exception of football. Kikaula does play-by-play for football. Kanoa and I do the pregame, halftime, and postgame show on Spectrum. But Kanoa is just a man. He's so talented, so smart. And that was, that's a dude that I feel should be on there. I realize that all of these are kind of recent, you know, but again, I feel like I could only appropriately judge them and on what I saw.
Right.
Of course.
You know, and so.
Well, that's very fair. Yeah.
Yeah. And then.
Who else we got?
My fourth, this is out of left field, I think, for a lot of people. And I'm going to have to really explain this one. Sam Spangler.
Oh, here you go.
Okay. And here's why. And this is and probably no one else has that you know, he'd only done it for 6 years, but it's the witnessing of the evolution of Sam, right, who has since left, moved to the Big Island. You know, he was a guy I covered at the University of Hawaii. He was a pitcher that helped them win the WAC championship in 2010. Yeah. He was drafted by the Twins. He goes to the minor leagues for a year. He gets cut. He comes back to Hawaii because he's with a local girl and figures, okay, you know, I love Hawaii. I'm going to live here for the rest of my life. And so right around the time he comes back, Kanoa's moving to Maui. So I'm going to be taking Kanoa's job, and I need someone to work with me. And there's a couple of people in town that I reached out to, Felipe Ojastro being one of them, because shout he was my former intern, my former board op for radio. And but Felipe, really passionate about play-by-play. Those are two very different jobs. And so they're not really for him. Tried some other routes, didn't work out. And I said, like, you know what? Sam Spangler, man. The guy is super smart. The guy has a great personality. I like the guy. You know, I might have enough time to, while Kanoa's still there, that I could try to teach this guy everything I know, get him ready. And so so I brought him in. And so for 3 months before even KHON knew, he was shadowing me. Wow. Before it was time to choose somebody. And so it was like a total plan where, okay, bro, you still have signing bonus money from when you played baseball. You're not going to work for the next 3 months. Like, can you survive? Can you get by? Because I can't pay you right now. Right. But what I can give you is a lesson, you know? And so, I mean, this is, he never took a journalism class. He never stepped foot in a newsroom. He never touched the camera. He never wrote a script, nothing. He didn't know what a VO was, which is a voiceover. All the little things.
Yeah.
Zero. I mean, he's the greenest person that ever come into our business. And so I put him up there because in 6 short years, became the best partner I've ever had, became my best friend, became a guy that a lot of Hawaii respected, and really, really good at his job. So I think from that standpoint, we have never seen anyone do that. True. Come in fresh. And especially in a job like sports, where you're writing, you're shooting, you're editing, you're producing. I mean, you're a one-man band, you know?
Being on camera.
Yeah. And the growth that you have to with the being uncomfortable in front of the camera and then finding yourself to being comfortable. So as far as, you know, making an impact in Hawaii, he's not one of those four that you'd put on that mountain. But firsthand experience and seeing what he accomplished, it's hard to not let that go unnoticed. Like, that was amazing. It was truly, truly amazing. So for my Mount Rushmore, I put
very personal.
Yes.
Mount Rushmore. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
And if can, like, you know, Liz Chun is honorable mentions, I'd say.
Okay, yeah.
Like the first real woman to do it, which opened the door for the Brandy Higas and the Taryn Hatchers and the Fran Weems and the many, many more that are going to be coming. Christy Tomashiro, who does radio. She's a producer at KHON and does sidelines for Spectrum. She has a bright future. Tiny Tadani was a guy that
underrated.
And at the end of the day, like, you know, as far as what the job is, like, did he break any big stories? Did he, you know, no, but he was just a guy that that made it fun, and, you know, and so someone that should be respected. Who else is there? Russell Yamanoha was the first cameraman. So he was a cameraman and then went on air. So since then, you had a bunch of cameramen that ended up doing it. So really, Russell kind of paved the way for people that work in different other jobs within the station that want to go on air.
Yeah.
I don't know of anyone really before him that did that.
Yep.
And since Russell, you had Mike Cherry, who was a cameraman first. Yep. Liz Chun was a camera operator before she went on air. And so Russell is definitely a guy. I could go here. I could do a whole podcast on Hawaii sports right there.
That's it for the segment. All right, let's wrap it up.
That's it. Rob's got to go golf. Get out of here. Kevin, what do you got?
So I have Kikaula.
Okay,
that's like sure shots, because when watching news, he actually felt like he bought Hawaii to Hawaii.
You know?
So it's kind of, but you know what I mean, right? Because seems like everybody's trying to emulate these mainland sportscasters.
Yeah.
and then he just came on a low t-shirt all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He might have never worn a suit, maybe once. I don't even
know. Yeah, no, so he tells a story that when KGNL started, right, because KGNL never used to have news.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they started it. They brought him and Dan Cook. And in fact, Neil Everett was the weekend guy for that new KGNL station.
They picked off all these other...
Yeah, and the very first day, they put Robert in a suit. And it was just like, it was bad. Okay. He looked horrible. I mean, you know, because the suit's up to here and he has this big head and so he said he did it for like one day and then went back to the law.
So that just seeing that, you know, as a local kid, you're like, I can connect with that Kamehameha guy too. So,
Imua Kamehameha. My daughter goes Kamehameha.
There you go. I was fortunate to go. If not, I would have gone Kalani or Kamehameha.
Yes,
and that would have been an older story.
That's right.
Yeah. I went to the Kamehameha of the East, Kailua High School.
That's right.
Which really is Wamanalo High School because there's like five people from Kailua that go to that school.
Everybody goes Kalaheo.
Scoop them up.
There are people that you live across the street from that are in the Kalaheo district, and you're on this side of the street, and you're like, I go to Kailua. Yeah, because why would you talk to anyone from Kalaheo, right?
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
What else you got? I do have Les Kiter.
Okay, yeah.
Only because in elementary, I used to watch the news.
Yeah. Right, as did I. Yeah.
I mean, I vaguely remember what.
We don't know what
he's called. I just remember his face, his reporting. And he was the opposite of... Like, if it's, you know, Hawaiian with Robert, he was the mainland dude.
Yeah.
So it's like when I watched him, I felt I was watching the mainland.
It was like Walter Cronkite.
Yeah, Walter Cronkite of Hawaiian sports.
And like the epitome of, I mean, the guy was calling Muhammad Ali boxing matches in New York and live on ABC. Yeah. And the guy's working in Hawaii.
That, the general.
Right. Yeah. Came with Joe Moore.
That was the one.
I think that was
the
all-time favorite duo.
Oh, yeah.
Growing up.
That was tag team champions of the world.
That was the NWO, bro.
Exactly.
Then I had Bob Hope.
Okay,
I thought like growing up, I mean, I was young, I just felt like that was the dude that you couldn't stump him on sports trivia.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know the dude, I don't know anything, you know him.
Right.
But when I watched it, I felt like this guy knows everything about sports.
Yeah.
Maybe he played when he was younger. He didn't fit the part of the typical kind of balding.
Yeah, yeah.
Little, smooth though.
His voice is so smooth and delivery. Yeah.
And just the fact that he was so intelligent when he talked.
Right.
And he was good on camera. I was bummed when I guess the station changed over or whatever, and they didn't retain him, or I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I wasn't there at the time.
But it seemed like they wanted to get someone that was more easier on the eyes. That's my opinion. So they got him off, and I was like, dude, Bob, what's the dude?
About that.
I thought he was the man. And he had his own, like, some sports show.
Hawaii Sports Fun.
Yeah, that's why.
That was his thing.
Yeah. So he did that too, and I liked that even more. I thought he was awesome. So I would follow him wherever he went, and you know, and he did the whole PacWest thing.
He's still doing it. He's the commissioner of the Pacific West Conference.
How crazy is that?
So real quick, covering that, like, what is, because University of Hawaii is the school.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, Chaminade, well, there's no BYU Hawaii anymore. Hilo, Chaminade, HPU. So where does that stand on the coverage? Like, you know?
So that's interesting because this is the constant struggle. Is obviously UH is a big deal, and then you have the athletes that are from Hawaii and all that, and the PacWest and high school, you know, you only have so much time, and it's, you know, there has to be a reason why you're showing this. There has to be so the struggle with the PacWest is, if you notice, we'll cover them when there's a story going on, where something interesting is happening with it, or a team is doing ranked, anytime a team is ranked, like a men's basketball team is a top 25 team, we'll cover them. And the reason why we do that is we're giving people the reason of, okay, this is why we're covering them. Mm. Because you can't cover HPU without covering Chaminade, without covering BYUH, UH Hilo, and you just don't have enough time to cover them all. So it's like you kind of have to, like, okay, if there's nothing going on, I can't really go there. Because I can't go there with one without the rest.
Right.
You know, and so that's kind of where I stand on the PacWest. So at the, you know, at the end of every year, the PacWest tournament, you know, you're covering it because these Hawaii teams are in it, and if they win it, they're going to the NCAA tournament. Yeah. But when it comes to like day in, day out, I'll cover the things that happen. A player wins an award, or a player has an awesome game, or someone's having a good season. I'll go do a story on them. But from day to day, like HPU is playing Sonoma State today, that usually doesn't make the daily sports cast. Yeah. And for the reason being is that you try to be as fair as possible. That's why I started the Cover 2 rankings. Like, yeah. Why we have a rankings, because on a Friday night, we can't, you know, I hate being Oahu-centric.
Right.
Right? I want to give Hilo, you know, the Big Island and Kauai, Maui, Molokai, yeah, yeah, those schools the same opportunity that the Oahu ones have. So if we create a ranking system, then now when people watch the news and they see the games that we're showing, it makes sense to them. Like, oh, this is number one versus number seven. That's right, a yeah, big game.
Yeah.
So as opposed to just like, oh, Roosevelt's close, so I'll go show the Roosevelt right, highlights. Right. You know, like, right, I don't want to do that.
When you open up the voting, if you need new balloters,
you're in, bro.
Let me know. Right. You know, I do watch my amount of... high school sports.
Yeah, yeah. There's 20 voters, oh, and someone's getting the boot, bruh.
Oh, come on, MS Schools. Yeah. Who's that lucky guy? Come on, MS Schools. Come on, number one. Who voted for that? One first vote? Cabot. Oh,
rigged.
Cut him out, bruh. Cut him out.
Oh, horrible.
Okay, so last one.
What else you got? What else you got?
Last one, bruh. This is the most one right here. Next to face. Chisel his face on there. Rob DeMello.
Oh, come on. He's come on, man.
Right, I see his face. Dude. Right there.
That's a homer pick, bro. That's a homer pick. You're getting booed right now by the audience.
What?
There might be some eye rolling, I think. Yeah, I don't know.
Wait.
Hey, driving.
You don't need an eye roll. Come on, bro. That was crossing the line, bro. Yeah. Boo. Eye roll is worse than a boo. Jeez. Come on.
Did people not listen to the segment before this on his come up? Like, come on. That deserves it.
Bro,
also,
bro.
From hearing that. Not the work.
Rob DeMello is already on my list. He's coming in. All right.
Hey, I tell you what. Like,
so there's my four.
I definitely wouldn't put myself there, bro. But I hope one day that when it's all said and done, like that's why I do this. Like I try to be the best you can be. Therefore, right, maybe someone considers you the best. Right.
Well, so, I do. One half of Sleep Time is over. That's all that matters.
Well, keep in mind who contacted who here.
Yeah, that's true.
Therefore, yes, that's why we wanted you on this show.
We don't pick no Yahoos, bro. Okay.
No,
we're not going to make some Johnny come lately.
Yeah,
that is correct. Yes, I will sign off on that as well. That is your four. Okay.
I got there's a lot of
Mahalo, brothers.
I'll give Terran Hatcher a rock on the side for various reasons, but we'll just keep going. You know.
So that's going to be your
that's my four, bro.
Honorable mention is Taryn Hatcher. Really?
She has a rock.
Okay. Okay, fine. Yeah. That's fine.
At the beach.
She could be the tour guide that says, "Oh, look at this."
There you go.
Wow, there you go.
And then
turn on your recorders now. We're gonna go with
what you got. What you got?
Okay,
Zach?
So a lot of them have been mentioned. A lot of them. Yeah. I had to put Les Kiter because that's what we grew up.
Yeah.
On.
Yeah.
Bottom line, as a kid watching the news for the first time, Joe Moore. The general.
Yep. Yeah,
general.
Exactly.
We never heard any of his commentating, but it just he had that voice. Yeah. He had that presence to him.
Yeah.
Walter Cronkite of Hawaii Sports. Yeah. Gotta go Neil Everett.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there was no one. He stood out clearly from all of these local guys because of just that sarcasm. And he just had that wit that what you could totally see him being on ESPN show. And even when he did HPU.
Yeah, basketball. HPU basketball. Yeah,
even that was interesting to listen to. It was a good comment, and I would never, you know, Lou Ellen Smalley.
Oh, well, those games back in the day,
they were dominating.
Yeah. Did a great job.
It was only fitting that you have this guy who was a witty guy being the commentator. So I had to put him on there. Kit Kahle, you got to put him on there.
Yeah.
Stood out again. The only guy, local guy out there saying talking pigeon on there. That was it. And then the fourth one I was stuck on because I had Jim Leahy on.
So if
we're gonna take Leahy out, with just
he would have been on there. Canole would have been on there.
I gotta go to another guy who made it to California. That was
I know where you're going. I left him off. Yeah, my bad.
I gotta go, Larry Beal.
Yeah, Larry Beal. Yeah, aloha means goodbye.
He coined that one.
Yeah,
and he's in San Francisco now.
Yep, San Francisco.
He was another kind of a smooth, kind of not as sarcastic as Neil,
but
he had that smooth presence that you could see him as an ESPN guy, which he made it.
Yeah. See, and Larry is a lot like Les for me, to where I knew Larry at ESPN. I didn't remember him I remembered, I knew who he was, but I just wasn't old enough to appreciate it or like really know what was going on. But Larry, yeah, I mean, you talk about voices.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, if you're judging just on voices, I mean, that Larry Beal might be at the very, very top.
Yeah.
Because that guy was, great voice. Yeah, that guy, and still is.
Right.
Still is. And I'm sure I predict that he will be back in Hawaii one day.
Oh.
He's here a lot, and he does news and sports up there.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if one day a station puts the money out there.
Is he from Hawaii?
And he's not from Hawaii, right? But he, you know, he's a lot like Neil, where he came here young and became as much a part of Hawaii as Hawaii became a part of them, right? Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, that'd be awesome if he comes back. That'd be cool.
That'd be something, because someone could scoop him up, and he could become a Joe Moore-esque kind of presence.
Yeah, that might be the dude.
And that's what we talked about earlier, about who's the next Joe Moore. I think it's going to be something like,
something like that.
Kanoa Leahy, possibly.
Oh, yeah.
Someone that was, you know, that had already established himself, that has a name that you're going to bring in and get people excited about. I don't think it's going to be someone that slips in, because then it's just a thing that happens, right?
Yeah.
It's going to have to be like this big ordeal where bringing such and such.
Correct.
Or
that's the only way to make a splash.
And that's going to be someone that gets the traction to become Joe Moore, you know?
And then I got to go honorable mention, Rob Fukuzaki.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rob. Yeah.
Who also went to the mainland.
Right? Yeah, he's still there, Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Huge market.
Yeah.
And Rob is funny. It was Kekaula and Fukuzaki were the team in like the 90s.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I worked with Kekaula for a bunch of years. And so I always found it funny that it was Kekaula and Rob Fukuzaki, and then it was Kekaula and Rob DeMello for so many years.
Right.
And because of that, I got to be really close with Rob, and I communicate with him a lot, and never really knew him. It was all just based on, I remember him reaching out to me one day and be like, "Hey, Rob, you know, Weekend KITV, cool, like, what's, you know?" And Fook's Follies was his thing. The bloopers every year. And again, that's just a different time back then where you wouldn't do that now, because that, you know, that's just not what the job is anymore.
But at the
time, that was it.
Wow.
He
was another smooth one too, though. He was another Larry Beal-esque kind of a guy. So that's basically it. Did we leave anybody out?
I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure we did.
We covered all the names, the heavy hitters.
There's some special people out there.
Shout out to Liz Chan, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to say, though, she really broke it open for women.
For sure. Like,
for real.
When she first came on, and as a woman in Hawaii.
Nah, she came strong, dude. Like, I was this chick is good, dude.
She came strong.
And worked. Hard worker.
Right.
Really, I mean, so if I'm judged on anything.
Right.
Right, I don't care if someone says like, "Hey, you look stupid," or "You have a big nose," or "Your voice," or whatever it is. Right, you hear that stuff, right? Where people judge you, and that means nothing to me. Like, I do not care. But if anyone ever challenges my work ethic, that that's where I feel like I'm confident, where no one's gonna outwork me.
Yeah.
And Liz is someone that I respected. I mean, because, you know, when I was interning, she was in that department as a camera person. So I've known Liz since I was 15, when Neil brought me in.
Yeah.
Liz was a camera person there, then she became a reporter, and then she became an anchor, and I watched it, and she worked so hard. And that's like I can't give anyone more respect, just based on how I'm built and what like that hard work and work ethic means to me, and how I'm going to outwork the next guy. Liz did that. Mm. And so that's where Liz is.
She's just doing mom thing, and then what's his name?
She works at Kapiolani. She's in like PR. Palimomi. She's her and Steve Uehara are married, and they have kids. Yeah. And
she did make a cameo in a Mariota commercial.
She did. Kanoa and Liz.
Is this Jada? Yeah.
She was there. Kanoa and Liz. That's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I catch these things.
Yeah. You watch a lot of TV.
Yes, I do. You got that right. You got that right. Well, that's going to about do it then. We covered it all.
What's next for Rob?
Just grinding, man. Just continuing to do this. We got Cover 2 coming up pretty soon. July, I'll be going to Vegas for the fights, International Fight Week, as I mentioned earlier. Friday night, the 6th, Brad Tavares main event against Israel Adesanya. Rachel Ostovich is fighting Montana De La Rosa on the undercard. And then the very next night, you have Max Holloway against Brian Ortega for the featherweight title. In the co-main event, Yancy Medeiros is fighting Mike Perry on that undercard. Wow. So it's a big week for Hawaii MMA. So I'll be up there for that. And then when I get back, it's just the football grind, man. Yeah. High school football, college football, everything. And then here we go. Another year.
Excellent. Yes. Excellent. Bottom line, thank you very much.
Thank you. My pleasure, bro. Anytime. Good stuff. For real, anytime.
Very good stuff.
Send Kelly Kapowski my best. Yeah. All right?
We'll text her right after the show.
Yeah. Sleep time's over. Count the Catalyst. DJ Zach Morris. Rob DeMello in the area. Woo!
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.